All right, I said no more.
You can't sell them?
Yeah, you can sell them. There are people who would buy them. But not them. They want fish, they want whiting and flounders.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want pompey nose and all that stuff. They don't want all that. They don't want spots and crowfoots. They want whiting and flounders. You get away from this coast, you can sell the spots and crows and all stuff like that. You can't hardly sell them right there. Pompey nose, you can hardly give them away unless there are very few people that really know how good a pompey nose actually is. And I don't hardly mess with it myself. I'm a trapper.
Mm-hmm.
If I can find a white and flounder, I don't want it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we sell a pompey nose. Just the way that is.
Hi. Oh, it's too late now.
So, that's the predicament I was in. Now he wanted me to stop what I was doing and go to Malama, that's the next dock down, and get his flounder. Get him 200 pound of fish and take it to Darien for him. Now Darien is about 8 miles from here. So I had to leave here and go 2 miles this way. Get the fish and haul it back to there. And you know what he told me when I got in? Thank you, I sure appreciate that. I said, man, you could have offered me gas money. I didn't tell him that, you know, but I mean, really, I wasn't going to charge him. I had made up my mind because I gave him such a hard time. I said, Mr. Brown, it'd take me 2 days to study this lesson. I just started. I said, I don't want to start now. I said, but I'll tell you what I do. I said, Mr. Brown, I said, you need some help. I said, you don't need me sitting here studying the Bible and then fail to help you. So I got to help you. I said, Mr. Brown, what you want? I told him it's like that. I said, Mr. Brown, what you want me to do? He said, I want you to pick the fish up and bring them to my house. I said, all right. I said, Brown, I said, I'm leaving right now. I got in my truck. I went and took the fish to him. I said, I wasn't going to charge him nothing for doing it either. I wasn't going to do it at my expense. But at least I wanted him to say, let me give you something for gas and let me say, no, thank you, Mr. Brown. You don't owe me nothing. He said, man, I sure appreciate that. Said, now that really made me mad.
Didn't even offer.
Didn't offer. But I mean, like I said, I already made up my mind after I gave him such a hard time because I really didn't want to do it. I said, I don't like to get caught in the middle of it because I don't get anything out of it. I'm just doing you a favor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get you 200 pound of fish.
Mm-hmm.
You got 200 pound of fish. Now you want me to haul it to your house for you in the middle. I'm going to take the money back to my brother. He gets all the money and all I'm doing is doing the transporting at my expense. You see?
Mm-hmm,
it just don't make sense. So I told him, I said, anytime anybody asks me to get any more fish for them, I said, I'm not. This is my last time. And I told him that I feel guilty today about doing it. I really feel bad about it. Because I think I should have gone on and helped the man regardless.
Well, you have to charge him a little bit for your trouble.
I mean, I wasn't going to charge him. I already made my mind that after I told him all this, I wasn't going to charge him.
Yeah.
I felt... Like I said, I'm feeling a little guilty today about it because I really gave him a hard time. I told him, well, I'm just, I said, it's take this, man. You ain't going to take you that much. I said, it'll take me 35, 40 minutes. It took longer than that.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, in light of the fact, I went on and I got it and took it to him and even took it over to the house, the fella who's going to clean it. And he wanted to clean it.
And now I come and interrupt you.
Well, I came back and finished all day yesterday. Well, not all day. I studied yesterday evening. Instead of until the time he came. So I was about this. Mm-hmm. And this didn't bother me, but I can, what I can do now, I can do it in less than an hour. What the rest of what I'm going to do. And then we go to class at 7:30.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a big problem with this, but I still have to cook dinner.
So,
like I said, it ain't no problem, but I didn't even have to leave out the house for this. Man, Lord have mercy. I would have appreciated it if he had offered.